Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker in Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that safety manager Mick makes $210,000 a year. All right, on the phone this morning is Crystal in Everett. Good morning, Crystal. How are you?
I'm good. It's Christina.
In Everett. Well, how are you, Christina?
I'm good.
I love it. Well, thank you for calling in for Share Your Salary. It's a big move. And for doing it, you just won Kane Brown tickets and tickets to go to our pre-party, which starts before with low cash. So we're going to get, you know, a little day drink going on, okay?
Oh, cool.
We're going to chug wine.
Christina, I got to ask, are you at work right now?
I am.
Okay, yeah, I can spot a work voice a mile away. Like, yeah. Yep, nope, thank you, sir. Thanks for calling. I'll be right back with your serial numbers. Hold on.
Oh.
All right, Christina, we'll try to make this painless and not get you in trouble.
it won't be a problem. I work by myself anyways.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, we have here that you're a merchandiser, and that could be anything. So let's put a minute on the clock, Gabe. Let's ask as many questions as we can. And when we're done, we'll play a song while we think it over. We'll come back. Everybody's going to guess what we think you make, and then you will share your salary as a merchandiser, okay?
Okay.
I dig it. All right, Gabe, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, now I think Christine is tight-lipped, so I'm just saying, let's really get after it, okay?
Okay?
No monkey business, Gabe.
Okay.
All right, on your mark, get set, and go!
What type of brand do you work for?
Kroger.
Oh.
Okay, and explain what you do every day.
I go in and I move all the product around, basically, so you can't find it where it was the last time it was when you went in.
Oh, wow.
Wait, why do you do that?
So you stay there. Go ahead.
Why do you do that?
Because that's what Kroger wants us to do.
But also, that's because it keeps us in the store longer and we end up buying more stuff, correct?
Basically.
How long have you been there?
4 years.
So your job, you physically go into the store and physically move stuff around, or you come up with a blueprint?
Nope, I go in and physically move it.
Oh, wow.
How many hours a week do you work?
Anywhere from 40 to 50.
Do you manage a team of people?
I do not.
Do you own a home?
Nope.
I gotta say, honestly, we have never talk to somebody who does what you do for a living before on the show. So this is fascinating. And we want to thank you, Christina, again for calling in.
No problem.
I love her answers, too, because that's what they want me to do. There's no reason.
Valid.
I just go in and move everything around for no reason. See that pile of rocks? Put it over there. Okay. All right.
They never tell me why.
Well, we know why, but that's cool. I love the way you're playing this, Christina. Very smart pool. All right. If you're listening and you think you know, 253-642-WOLF is the number. Go ahead and text us a guess. Put your name and where you live on it, because we're going to use your text as our guesses. And if you can hang out for 3 minutes, Christina is going to share her salary right after the song.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us, Christina. She lives in Everett, and she's a merchandiser, which we've never had on Share Your Salary before. Gabe, what does that mean? What did we just learn about her?
She works for Kroger. She's been there for 4 years. She moves items around in the store because then people spend more time in the store, and her boss tells her to do do that.
Well, now, for to be fair, I added that in because I'm assuming there's a reason they just want to rearrange things every day, but
that's true.
That's not, she did not confirm that.
She does it herself. She doesn't manage anyone. She works 40 to 50 hours a week, and she doesn't own a home.
All right. I'm going to go first. I'm going to go ahead and use a text from Brendan from Snohomish. And again, I don't know. I've never heard of this before. I know grocery stores take pretty good care of their employees, but mm-hmm. I'm going to put it at 53,000. That's my guess, Brendan. Thank you for the text. Gabe?
I'm going to go a little bit lower. Kendall from Snohomish seems trustworthy. And she said, merchandisers are not paid very well. My guess is 45.
Okay. And we get several types of people that call in. The I want to raise people, I'm underpaid people, and then the I make a really good living, you should do this people. Captain Ron.
I got to go a little bit higher. She said she's making 40 plus a week, like 40 plus hours. And then plus, let's not forget about the grocer union.
I'm going to go Tyrone
and Auburn. We're saying 59.
Okay, so we got 45, 53, 59. We're all kind of in the same area here, but we really don't know. So that is why, Christina, it is time to get in a blah, 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 and share your salary.
Yeah! 46.
Ooh! Gabe almost got it to the on the nose. Almost got double points for the win.
Yeah, I think I just almost like threw up from yelling that.
It's all right. I was not my best work. Christina, would you say, based on how much work you do, you are being fairly compensated, or would you like a little more money here?
I think it should be paid more.
For sure.
I think you should, too, if you're like in there getting down and dirty with the canned goods.
Well, yeah, and then sometimes you have to take everything off that shelf, move the shelf, and all that different stuff, too.
How many stores do you do this in?
I do it at 5.
Okay, so 5 stores. How long does it take you to do your job in one store, to move everything around so it's harder for people to find?
Anywhere between 10 to 12 hours a day.
Are they all rotating at the same rate, or do you have one general manager who's like, no, I need to rotate more often to get more money in, you know?
There's certain people that work at certain stores. Some of them have a team, some don't have a team. And then you have your higher uppers.
Okay, texts are starting to come in here that you're a little underpaid. We'll get more texts on that, too, so we can get a bearing on what you're making. And I'm sorry, I mean, you probably already said this, but how long have you been doing this particular job?
4 years.
4 years is a good chunk of time. And am I right that they just want to confuse people? Or is it simply about, hey, we think the cereal will sell better if we put it at kid's eye level in aisle number 2?
Exactly, because what we do is we go in, we'll take the stuff off that doesn't sell very well, and then move the more popular items into the middle of it, and then the lower to the bottom of the shelf type thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's the science with how grocery stores line things up. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a lot of merchandising experience and knowledge.
I just find these things interesting. Like, casinos are built the same way. Like, you don't even realize that they build these things for a reason. Like, you just kind of go in like you're the sheep and they're the shepherd, and they're just like, you know, trying to get the most out of you. But all right. Ooh, someone said we would love to straggle her. I think they meant hire you. I don't think anybody wants to straggle you. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe someone's out there wanting to straggle. I don't even know what that is. But
Christina,
we might have a new job offer.
Yeah, I'm a straggler. All right. Hold on, Christina. I want to make sure we get your number, Christina. So hold on. In case anybody does call in with an opportunity, if you are getting underpaid, maybe we could improve that situation for you. In the meantime, Gabe probably had one of the most embarrassing things happen to her ever recently. And she's going to share that. And we're going to talk about it coming up next. You don't want to miss this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.